Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a pleasant good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a really cool weekend.
Yeah.
Had a shot of cold air come in. Now we're starting to warm back up. The roller coaster ride continues, and it's just Texas.
That's why it's cold season, too.
Yeah,
absolutely. All those temperature changes.
Absolutely. We're going to continue our shopping escapade.
Oh, boy.
Last week, Harold and I were given suggestions on large gift items. This week, we're going small. Maybe in size, maybe not in price.
Well, we'll have to see, yeah.
We'll have to see what we come up with, but we got some suggestions for you. I've got some interesting news coming out of Parks and Wildlife, as well as around the country. I know Harold's got some national news. So y'all do stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildren's.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're missing out. We're back, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We hope you're not missing out. We hope we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
And it's all about the timing.
Oh, yeah.
I've got to share something. Let me see if I can get the right, I don't want to say app, but you know about this, but I want the audience to know about this because I'm tickled, and Bob didn't know about this. There's a track called the Nürburgring in Germany. It's one of the most famous tracks in the world. And it's famous as a test track, but also as a road course, okay? But there's a goal there. The track is called the Green Hell, and six cars in history have lapped it under 7 minutes, okay? So earlier this week, Ford did it, and especially set up Mustang.
Right.
Well, Jim Farley, who is president and CEO of Ford, and I've known Jim for years through the business. Obviously, we don't talk daily. But anyway, I sent him an email just saying, congratulations on beating the snot out of the Green Hell. And 10 minutes later, this is what's cool, Farley sends me back an email. Thank you, Harold. And thank God for Texas. Every Ford employee says that before going to bed.
Outstanding.
Well, that tickled me, but historically, about 27% of Ford trucks are sold in Texas.
Oh, not surprising. Not surprising. about to spend some money with them myself.
That's right.
Placing an order for a new 2025 F-250 Super Duty.
I thought you were going to go for the F-150 plug-in.
No, you know better than that.
Yeah, I do know better than that. But you're going gas this time, not diesel, right?
Been gas for the past three vehicles. I dropped going diesel because I just wasn't pulling that heavy a boat anymore.
Right.
You know,
right.
And get the engine and get the rear end matched up, and it's fine. Everybody goes, even with diesel, they go, "What's the mileage?"
Yeah.
And I go, "Who cares?"
Right.
You know, I mean, that's not the measure of the performance of the vehicle.
Correct. Well, in your case, like I say, it's what, how you're going to use it. Something that fits your size.
Just a little bit bigger. No knock on the 150,
right.
You know, and that I was forced into
You were surprisingly enjoying the F-150, as I recall, right?
Hey, it's got a 5.0 liter, which is right. The old 302.
Yeah, the Mustang engine.
And let me tell you what, that's a great, great
right.
engine. Really, really love that thing. Here in the Lone Star State,
yes.
Interesting, this is a press release. On early in the morning hours of Tuesday, December 10th, a mountain lion was struck by a Longview Police Department patrol vehicle.
Right, yeah.
Okay? Police Department contacted Gregg County Game Warden and coordinated the retrieval of the deceased lion. Parks and Wildlife staff took possession of the lion to collect DNA and other biological samples. The lion was estimated to be 3 to 4 year old female, weighing about 83.5 pounds. Several of the samples went to Cesar Clayburg Wildlife Research Institute down there in Kingsville. It's part of an ongoing research project, and some were retained by TPW staff as part of an effort to learn more about mountain lions in Texas.
And I don't know if you just said it or not. Where was it?
Out of Longview.
Longview.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And in Texas, mountain lions are primarily found in the Trans-Pecos and parts of South Texas. However, individual lions can move long distances and show up far from their native ranges. East Texas residents are asked to please report any additional mountain lion sighting to TPWD non-game wildlife biologist David Holderman. And you can reach out to the office there in Tyler.
Ah, okay.
You know, so kind of neat. You know, things... It's funny when things are going good.
Yes, it's good when things are going good.
Yeah, but boy, some of the gun dealers are just whining. You know, they're going, sales have dropped off. There's no fear. There's no sense of urgency.
It'll come back.
Oh, no, it will.
Yeah.
It will. We mentioned earlier a couple of weeks ago that Black Friday, 613 background checks were conducted. For the month of November, the adjusted NICS figure of 1,514,773, which is a decrease 5.1%.
Oh,
yeah. But this was still the 64th consecutive month of background checks for a firearm sale exceeding $1 million. So, what do you got on the national scene?
Well, giving.
Giving?
The gift of giving, yes. Let me flip my pages here. Our good friends at Brownells, Veterans Day week, they had a campaign and they raised $120,000 for Special Operations Wounded Warriors thanks to the support of their customers. So from November 11 to 17, Brownells committed to donating 4% of all sales made at brownells.com to this group. And the week-long initiative allowed customers to join Brownells in giving back to brave men and women of the special operations community who have sacrificed so much for our country. I want to sincerely thank our customers for participating in our Veterans Day fundraiser in support of Special Operations Wounded Warriors, said Pete Brownell, CEO of Brownells. Together, we raised over $120,000 to help operators and their families on the path to a healthier future. Operator syndrome claims far too many of our nation's protectors, and any effort we can make to assist in their recovery and well-being is deeply meaningful and greatly appreciated. And we really appreciate Brownells.
All right. Our friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation reports that the U.S. House of Representatives passed House Bill 3791, the American Conservation Enhancement Reauthorization Act of 2024, as amended. Among its provision, the bill would reauthorize for 5 years the Chronic Waste and Disease Task Force and develop an action plan based on shared research, and best practices to combat the ongoing threat and spread of the fatal disease. There's a lot of money that's been spent on chronic waste and disease. Mm-hmm. A lot of efforts, not really a concerted effort, even though people are now have been sharing information in recent years. But it's still around.
Oh, indeed it is.
And the big question that I've always asked, it's kind of like the chicken and the egg.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows that it started out in Colorado. I've heard high fence, no high fence. But where did it start?
Yeah.
You know, it's supposedly a mutation of scrapies. Anyway, long story short there. You just don't know. And now they're saying, maybe just not bodily fluids being exchanged.
Okay.
There could be other ways that it could be exchanged. So.
Well, that would worry me.
Yeah, we don't know.
Can we get it?
Good question. Huh? They said no, and now they're going, we're still, we'll get back to you on that.
Okay. All right.
Texas lawmakers have already started pre-filing bills ahead of next year's legislative session.
Oh, yeah.
And both pro-gun and anti-gun measures indicate that the session is likely to be active concerning firearms and the Second Amendment. The Truth in Guns reported more than 75 gun-related measures were introduced during the first 3 days of a five pre-filing period of the pre-filing period for the 2025 regular session of the Texas Legislature. Just can't get enough of that politics, you know?
Yeah, and in the old days, they just all get out there and just shoot it out.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got best bets, got the outdoor report. Harold's been checking on what I'm driving. We're going to do the same thing right after this.
You betcha.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson, and this portion of our show is brought to you by The Blind, and that is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980, plus The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good, original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I'm still using mine for over 20 years now. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as its name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie-downs, other accessories, and their new cottonseed feeder at blind.com. That's B-L-Y-N-D.com. Remember, since 1980, it's The Blind.
And you can see the blind lineup at Moy's Way Shooting Sports in Kingsbury, Gibson's in Kerrville, West Texas Game Feeders out in San Angelo, or Wilford Enterprises, two location, the one in Koontz, as well as Buna.
Well, let us check the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday's rated as good. This Sunday and Monday are two best days of the week. Tuesday and Wednesday are two more good ones. Thursday, Friday, next Saturday, slip to fair. Next Sunday, plunges to poor. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so expect game to be most active from early to mid-afternoon and remain active until either side of sunset. Next weekend, this most active period will occur from late afternoon until well into the evening hours. This Sunday, December 15th, we will have a full moon. By next Sunday, December 22nd, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this weekend, as well as Monday through next Saturday, a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Sunday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides.
All right, on the coast, we are in a transition period, and it's a transition with a lot of yo-yo to it, because water temperatures have certainly dropped along the coast due to the recent cold weather that's moved in, blown water out, dropped tide levels. We've been monitoring that, but you need to monitor this water temperature because it can be all over the place. Looking at reports that we've received, and for example, Calcasieu and Sabine Lake, you're looking at the upper 60s for water temperatures. Crazy, you get on down further south, and say Matagorda and other areas, you've got water temperatures that will drop into the 50s. It's even more of a challenge on our inland lakes. Some of the highlights, particularly over Calcasieu in southwest Louisiana and on Sabine Lake, good speckled trout fishing. Birds are working, and you know, the redfish around the jetties. You've got sheep's head at all the jetties up and down the Texas coast. Interesting that the surf on the Bolivar Peninsula is producing good numbers of redfish and black drum and occasional speckled trout. And love this, they include crabbing, which is, just so much fun. And then headed on down to Matagorda, mention of river fishing. That could be the chocolate. It could be over Nueces. It could be the Neches River, the Sabine River over in East Texas. As long as it's not heavily inundated with runoff, you're going to have some great fishing all the way through the winter months. Then on down on the south end of the tip of Texas, you've got the Lower Laguna Madre, greatest variety of fishing available. You've got the jetties, you've got the flats. Fish are going to move from the deep water channels up on the flats during the warm-up that's coming this weekend and next week. You've got snook and other species that are moving in the Brownsville Ship Channel. Mm-hmm. You can get in there and be protected from the wind and just have an absolute ball.
Yay.
What's going on our lakes?
Well, let us head to East Texas. Conroe. Water temperatures are close to 60 degrees, and catfishing is great with numbers of big cats and eaters being caught. Eater catfish on baited holes using liver, worms, or punch bait from 8 to 40 feet of water. Drift fishing natural baits can produce plenty of eaters, plus some trophy-class cats. Largemouth bass are good from up shallow to offshore on structure or schooling on shad. Cold water, unpredictable winds create dangerous conditions in a hurry, so be careful out there and wear your safety gear.
Amen to that.
Okay, on Fork, the bass bite is around big timber near channels and drop-offs in 4 to 7 feet with chatterbaits, spinnerbaits, square-bill crankbaits, Viper XP jigs or Texas rigs with creature baits. We've seen some bigger crappie in the 2.5 pound range being caught, so the wintertime big fish season has arrived. The best areas for concentrations of fish are loaded with shad. Lake of the Pines, largemouth bass bite is excellent. Water clarity is good in coves and have not been windblown. Fish are bulking up for the winter. They've been hitting shad, colored baits in shallow coves and creek channels. Flukes, small swim baits, or dark-colored jigs around boat ramps have all produced good-sized fish. Nacogdoches. Largemouth bass are excellent in 12 to 18 feet on Carolina rigs, drop shots, deep diving trick worms, or white and chartreuse worms. Crappie are excellent in 12 to 15 feet of water and standing timber with 1/8 to 1/16 ounce white crappie jigs. And I've always wondered, because Nacogdoches is spelled Nacogdoches, but Nacogdoches is spelled Nechitosis. I wonder how that came to be. Just thought I'd throw that out. Anyway, Sam Rayburn. Bass are chasing shad in the shallows and off points. When you can find grass on the south end, there is usually a bass that can be caught on crankbaits. Tyler, fishing remains generally good. You just have to work around the shorter bite periods and the weather. Some fishing that is often overlooked by Lake Palestine anglers is right in Tyler. Rainbow trout is also very good. It's a good way to get the youngsters into fishing. These potentially short fishing trips, shorter retention spans of the youngsters, of course, being in town with the shorter prep on go time, often get results faster. In Tyler, the fishing is provided through March, with trout stocking New Year's at Broadway, Faulkner Park, and Glass Park, and Waldert Pond. Waldert, that's a new one for me. Texoma. Striped bass fishing is excellent as water temperatures continue to drop. Fish are forming large schools in river channels and along ledges. Dead-sticking flukes on a jig head, that's effective when fish suspended in deep water or along the bottom on the flats. Live shad are still producing limits of quality fish. Larger fish can be found near coves and humps on structures in 8 to 15 feet of water.
All right, heading to South Texas down Corpus Christi, actually down Mathis Way, where reports of good blue catfish bite and 19 feet of water off the bottom came in. Catfish that were caught were in the pound and a half to 4 pound range. Falcon, trophy catfish are good in 8 to 12 feet of water on fresh cut bait. Keeper catfish are good in 3 to 10 feet on vertical structure with stink bait or shrimp. On a slip bobber, keep your presentation about a foot off the bottom. Fort Phantom Hill, there north of Abilene. Bass to 9 pounds can be caught with a shallow crankbait or spinnerbait on rocky structure. Meredith, fishing patterns are holding steady. The trout, and this is rainbow trout, were recently stocked in Stilling Basin. Expect the bite to improve on spinnerbaits, powerbaits, and night crawlers. And then the walleye bite, it just continues to be awesome, and those fish are getting bigger.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, let's head to the hill country. Buckhannon, striper and white bass are hitting in 22 to 42 feet of water. Vertical jigging or slabbing with 1/2 to 1 ounce spoons has been the best technique. Dead sticking soft plastics has produced some nice limits of stripers in the past week. Keep an eye out for the birds. They have been working some nice schools of fish. Canyon, largemouth bass are excellent along grass edges with chatterbaits, crankbaits, really whatever your favorite lure is. White bass are good in 30 to 50 feet with white or silver spoons and slabs. LBJ, crappie are good on minnows in 12 to 16 feet of water on brush with chartreuse jigs. Shandling bluecats are good on punch bait in 22 to 26 feet of water over drop-offs and rock piles. Travis, fishing is very good right now. Bass are chasing shad in the backs of the coves and cuts near deeper water. Also work the deeper water docks on the main lake with jigs and Texas rig power worms in pumpkin colors. A rattle trap or shallow crankbait in any craw colors is working good right now as well. Don't forget to throw a small craw worm or creature bait on a light line if the bite falls off.
All right, before we go to the hunting scene, let me go back to the saltwater update. And I failed to mention that this weekend at 12:01 a.m., Sunday, December 15, we can start keeping flounder again.
Ah.
Flounder season reopens. And quite honestly, with the mild weather, I'm figuring that there's going to be a lot of fish that have not vacated the bays. They're going to be hanging around the flats and the shorelines, leading out jetties, out pass areas, and should be some good fishing going on, particularly as things warm up. Now, on the hunting scene, mule deer season, the Trans-Pecos region closes this Sunday, December 15. Everybody knows that through January 5th, the North Texas general whitetail season continues, as does the Rio Grande turkey season. The South Zone season continues through January 19, also with the added bonus of being able to hunt turkey.
That's what I was trying to say. Your favorite. Yes.
And then you got the other open squirrel season. A lot of people think about only East Texas.
Mm-hmm.
There are squirrel in other areas.
Indeed.
And that continues. All right, Harold.
Yes.
You get out your notes.
Stop trying to peek.
Electric or fuel?
Stop trying to peek. Stop trying to peek. Gas.
Good.
Actually, yeah, good gas. Yeah, gas. Neat little vehicle. It's the Chevrolet 2025 Equinox RS all-wheel drive. And just right, I think, for folks if you got some property in the country but you spend most of your time in the city because it's easier to park. But this thing is amazingly loaded with goodies. Really good performance. The engine's a four-cylinder, 1.5-liter turbo, but it's putting out 175 horsepower, got an 8-speed automatic transmission. Drive modes for on and off the road and ice and mud, which helps out a lot. All the tech, I mean, heated seats, cooled seats, heated steering wheel, which I love as our weather has been changing. Very quiet, solid ride. It's very, very handy. Auto sense power lift gate. I mean, the thing even senses you with your fob because I'm 15, 20 feet away from the lights come on and go, hello, come on in, you know. Really nice interior. Blind side steering assist, rear cross traffic braking, reverse automatic braking. It's got all that stuff. Surround cameras. It's just amazingly loaded and good mileage, 24 city, 29 highway, and the base is 35. This one I've got loaded.
What kind of pickup off the line does it have? I mean,
very good.
Does it?
Surprisingly good, yeah. And like I said, it's automatic everything. So 8-way power passenger front seat, comfy, radiant red tint coat on this thing. It was really
good
great
mirror
looking.
Placement around because, you know, we got some crazy people that have come into the state.
Good mirror placement. Plus, it's also got the rearview mirror is the TV screen.
Oh, great. Just what we need.
Yeah, it's actually what we need. You can turn it off, though. But anyhow, no, just loaded with goodies. Like I said, this one had everything you could get for $40 and just a really nice vehicle. And everybody that's seen it went, ooh, what is that? You know, but that's the 25 Chevy Equinox RS all-wheel drive.
Okay, you ready to go shopping?
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to take this break. When we come back, we're going to go spend some more money.
Wait, where's my Chase card?
Save the date for the biggest hunting show in Dallas, Texas. Texas Trophy Hunters Association and SCI are kicking the year off with the Outdoors Extravaganza at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Center in Dallas, Texas, January 10th through the 12th. Come book a hunt, see all the newest outdoor gear, enjoy nightly events, and have fun with the whole family. See you in Dallas. Get your tickets today at OutdoorsExtravaganza.com.
I'm Sinequa Martin-Green, and when my mother was diagnosed with cancer, our world changed forever. This experience made me so passionate about spreading awareness of treatment options, including clinical trials. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer to get information to those who have been diagnosed with cancer and their loved ones. Clinical trials introduce new hope for patients, providing access to cutting-edge new treatments. Talk to your doctor to see if a clinical trial may be the best choice for you or a loved one. To learn more, visit stepcancer.org/clinical-trials today.
It's that time of year when we're all hustling around buying gifts for family, friends, clients, or business associates. If they love the outdoors and do most of their hunting and fishing in Texas, then give them a subscription to Texas Outdoors Journal. Each issue of this award-winning publication has a section for hunters, saltwater anglers, freshwater anglers, and a section for everyone. Plus, they'll receive our monthly forecast for area lakes and the entire Texas coast. Take advantage of our 3-for-$49 Christmas special. That's any combination of 3 subscriptions or 3 years at just $49. Give 3 friends each a 1-year subscription. It's just $49. Take a subscription for yourself and give 2 1-year gift subscriptions. Just $49. Or sign up or renew for 3 years for just $49. To subscribe, call 713-957-3997 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com. That's TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Spear Ag in Uvalde, Texas. You know, you might say agriculture has been in the blood of Spear Ag owners Justin and Klein Spear. Since the time the brothers were born, they've been actively involved in both farming and ranching. Just like you, when you were a kid going to the feed store with your grandpa on a Saturday, today Spear Ag brings that feeling back to life. Visit their headquarters, store, and plant located at 3333 East Main Street in Uvalde. Step back in time when customer service was the focus and the quality of goods was the priority. Spear Ag and Feeder Max Feed Wildlife products still hold to those values today. Spear Ag is home of bagged cottonseed. They sell in bulk and they also deliver. Spear Ag's also your one source for all ranch, animal, and wildlife supplies, carrying a full line of feed for cattle, horses, sheep, goats, wildlife, and pets. For ranching and agricultural services, visit spearag.com. For information on Spear Ag's Feeder Max lineup of wildlife blends and cottonseed, visit feedermaxfeed.com or just give the folks at Spear Ag a call, 830-279-6156. That's 830-279-6156.
Yes.
All right. Sometimes small things come in, no, big things come in small packages.
Okay, there you go.
There we go. That's what I'm trying to say. And that's the case, and I actually have made some calls to friends,
mm-hmm.
and just to see what their idea of stocking stuffers. Uh-huh. Now, we've talked a lot about hunting, and if it's personal for you anglers, your hands are not, and my hands are different in sizes.
Right.
Okay? It's kind of like a gun. You want something that fits, you know, fits your stature. So think small. Things that are universal in use. How about some clippers, and particularly clippers that will cut very easily braid, because, you know, it is a braided material.
Okay.
And it's different than monofilament, where it snips as opposed to cutting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And those are extremely, you know, inexpensive. Might want to have some of those throw boat cushions. If you see
the suitable for any bottom.
Yeah, for any bottom, right. Or you can throw it, or, you know, okay. Put it on top of a cooler.
Uh-huh.
And it's just additional flotation device, all right? You want to hear some neat stuff on hunting?
You just lit up, yes, okay.
Oh, I talked to John Hurlitz, owner of Carroll's Gun Store.
All right.
And I said, give me your top four or five. And right off the bat, he goes, stocking stuffers, huh? Mm. Well, it'll fit in a stocking, but it doesn't have a stocking price.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Loopholes rangefinder with the ballistic calibration in it and the OnX map, where, it, you know, if you're ranging something, it will tell you if it's public or private land. It's got that in there.
Okay.
Manufacturer suggested retail price of $6.99. John says you can probably get store deals for around $5.99.
Uh-huh.
He said, but it's the coolest thing in the world. Here's one, and you and I have talked about this, a Wheeler torque wrench.
Yes.
In your kit that you go with you, that you go to the ranch or the lease on a hunt, got to have it. If you got to take something and break it down and then put it back together,
mm-hmm.
that way you can take it right back to the correct specs.
Well, so many firearms have been messed up. People doing either too much or not enough on the screws on their scope mounts.
Right.
And the scope people will give you, torque it at this many pounds. And those wrenches are very inexpensive and will save you a lot of grief.
About $40 is what John said.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one, and people that we talk to and we work with in the industry that are friends, you know, they're always thinking they're as bad as we are, mm-hmm. you know, coming up with something different. We talk about the Versa blind or other blinds where you've got the horizontal window.
Right.
John says, yeah, get you the saddlebags. I think we mentioned that maybe last week, mm-hmm. you know, where you put the forearm on it. He said, but also for youngsters, go get a Vanguard shooting stick that has a tripod foot. It's a monopod,
okay,
but has a tripod foot, just a very small one. It's mm-hmm. about the size of your hand. And he said, when you have a kid, have your sandbag on the window
mm-hmm.
and the forearm. Have the butt of the gun into the yoke, the Y yoke,
okay.
to help
steady.
The kid deal with the weight of it. Yeah, right. Exactly. My all-time favorite, and I'm definitely going to stop in at Carol's and pick me up a couple. Magnetic shell picker upper.
Okay.
Yeah. And I said, yeah. I mean, I said, particularly for dove hunters, we got dove season. Mm-hmm. It's going to be reopening.
Right.
And he goes, yeah, if you shoot a semi-automatic and it's flinging, you know, spent hulls, do the landowner a favor and do yourself a favor if you're the landowner and pick them up. Mm-hmm. So I thought those are pretty cool. What you got?
They are cool. You've covered everything. Anyway, I know.
All right, then if I've covered everything.
Yeah, right.
Let me give Harold a chance to think.
Oh.
And we're going to go to a break. And then we'll be back with Harold's suggestions.
It's all about the timing.
Right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Each year, the most impactful hunting and conservation gathering takes place. And in 2025, it's in Atlanta, Georgia, January 9th through 12th. I am Dallas Safari Club and DSC Foundation Acting CEO Brian Feinhold, inviting you to join us at the Georgia World Congress Center for an incredible sporting expo, inspiring speakers, and exciting auctions featuring the finest in hunting and fishing outfitters, merchandisers, artists, and firearm manufacturers. Your participation directly impacts the DSC mission, ensuring the future of wildlife and wild places. Details are at biggame.org. See you there.
All right, we continue our stocking stuffer shopping spree. And Harold, you just lit up.
I lit up because what happened is you reminded me of something when you were talking about that Wheeler torque wrench, because something else, too. I first was just going to suggest, because we mentioned Brownells earlier in their charity giving, is just go to the Brownells website. And you can just go nuts looking at stuff.
Sure.
But their MagnaTip screwdriver set, which I have had forever, that is one of the best things you could ever get for somebody because, you know, once we got it down, the Allen wrenches work, and then here comes the Torx head screws, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So their screwdriver set has got all of it that you can need, and the driver itself is magnetized, so you stick your bits on it as you change them out and so on. And it's just great, and it saved me a tremendous amount of time and also bunging up screws because that happens all the time, too.
Sure.
When you get the wrong tip on a screw.
Right.
You just ruin the value of a firearm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? But what I was going to do before that, because we got to do this, you know, that our friends at Hybrid Light, and I contacted them and said, hey, man, what's going on new for the year, because Hybrid Light, we've all got several of their products, and they're absolutely wonderful. But this is their new 300-lumen hybrid solar flashlight charger, the Journey 300. And the beauty of these things is, as we say when we talk about them, they charge off a USB cord, any light source. This thing is photovoltaic, meaning that it'll charge off the sun, but it'll also charge off that incandescent light in your kitchen. I've got several lights that are facing the light in my kitchen ceiling that help keep them charged up. And they'll hold a charge 7 years. And this one, 50 hours of light on one full charge. It's got low, high, strobe, and off-function modes, waterproof, floats. Like you mentioned one time, they float the solar panel up in the water when it does a bloop. So you can have it, and still be charging.
Right.
You know, they're absolutely amazing products, and this one is only $39.95, but of course the deal we've got for our listeners with Hybrid Light, they're offering free shipping anyway, but go to hybridlight.com and look through the stuff, and then check out, put the code in Texas20, and they will give you 20% off of anything and free shipping. Of course, as you say, they do sell out sometimes this time of year.
That little headlight.
It weighs about 2 ounces. Yeah. It's amazing.
And don't just buy one.
Oh, no.
You need to buy several.
Yeah, because you'll get it, and then gosh, I wish I'd have bought more than one.
Got to have backup.
Well, that's cool about that thing, too, because it's teeny. It weighs nothing. You can put it in your pocket if you want to, but it's got a clip on it, so you can clip to the elastic headband.
Right.
Or you can clip it to another thing that's got a clip,
right,
and you clip it on the bill of your gimme cap.
Sure. And it's got the white light,
mm-hmm,
red light,
right,
and green light.
There you go.
So I mean, it is very, very, very sharp little item to have.
Speaking of doing something, a good read is good. And I really like this guy too, Roy Huntington. Got a book out from FMGPubs.com, FMG Publishing. 20 Years of Indiscriminate Deliberations on Timely Topics by Roy Huntington. It's a collection of the insider columns that Roy has done for American Handgunner. And
It's over 120 articles ranging in topics from guns and gear to dogs, old cars, and good stories. And there are other goodies, too, like gunsmithing tips, tricks from FMG special editions, and some unexpected photos of some pretty darn interesting guns, they say. So that's FMGPubs.com.
Let me expand on something that we touched on last week, and that's gift certificates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
For those of you all that are marching your way along in your hunting career and are looking to expand maybe beyond native game to some of the exotics, and you're looking at the prices and going, okay, you can go an affordable route to, number one, learn about the outfitter,
right,
the grub, the accommodations, by shooting a Cal Nil guy, an Axis Doe, you know, I mean, any species. It's game management, and you've got to, you know, control the number of mouths that, you know, are feeding.
And a lot of good eating.
Oh, without question. And there's quite a savings, and it's a great introduction.
Well, you've done it, but a Nil guy cow, we're looking at what kind of weight?
450,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Right.
Let me tell you what, it is great, and you can every now and then get a bull that can be a little rank, you know?
Right.
I mean, even though it's a grazer, you know, just levels jump up, and or maybe it's just really old.
Right.
But a cow, I've never had a bad cow, you know. Same thing with Axis deer. Something else that may be a little different for those of you all that venture out of state, and I just made this.
Why?
Why? Because you're going to go reclaim a part of the old Republic of Texas.
Oh, okay. So you're talking Colorado, maybe. Right. Yeah, right. Okay.
I just made the suggestion to my daughter, they're a family of five, and they like snow skiing. They come by that naturally, and they're going, these ticket prices, you know, lift tickets are really out of sight. And I suggested them to go to a place like Pagosa Springs. And just up the road on 160 is Wolf Creek Pass.
Right.
Most snow, you know, in Colorado, wide open. And I said, why don't you all get a three-day pass to go snow skiing? In Pagosa, you got the hot springs.
Ooh.
Okay. If you like it, you can go back in the summer and do rafting trips or four-wheel drive trips. I took mother and dad there, you know, and mother several times. And I said, in the wintertime, if you don't want to ski, get with one of the outfitters that does snowmobile trips.
Oh!
I mean,
that's fun.
Just absolutely fun. I mean, they've got backcountry if you're an experienced snowmobiler, or those that, you know, you can go on a trail and just drop-dead gorgeous. Places I've snowmobiled over a whole bunch of, you know, the western states, and when I was up in Yellowstone Country and in Jackson, Wyoming area, I felt like I truly was the intruder, you know, the bald eagles, you know, the
elk.
Sheep that came, the elk,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I mean, around every turn because they had moved in to winter. But that is something that can be just pretty special, and you're going, well, it's kind of short notice. Well, it's going to stay cold until probably around the end of March, you know, early April for things. And, you know, take a look at it. Get online and look at the location. And for anybody that's flying, you can fly into Colorado Springs as opposed to going to the Mistake on the Prairie east of Denver.
Yeah. Right.
And
suffered through that a few times.
What else you got?
Well, customization, right? People, but something, it's fun to look, it's fun to shop, grips. Custom grips.
Right.
It makes you know, an old firearm a whole new thing. And there's really great places out there. Raj Singh, who I know very well, Eagle Grips, they're fantastic. EagleGrips.com. And there's another one I ran across recently, HouseOfGrips.com. And a lot of selections there. The only real problem is if you have a Colt single action, an original Colt single action,
right,
because that's a two-piece grip frame. So those things are not all standard. Ruger's, the whole grip frame is cast. But not Colts. So I had a pair of Colts that Raj did for me, but I had to send him the firearm, you know, to fit them.
Right.
But if you've got, you know, a 1911 or a high power, a lot of things out there, there's an awful lot of suggestions from everything from really good but imitation ivory up to real Mastodon ivory. I'm missing great stuff out there. But, yeah, check us out. Both those places again, houseofgrips.com, eaglegrips.com.
Mentioned when Tom Claycomb III was our guest, and brought it up last week briefly, but you can go to smithproducts.com.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what, for sharpening needs, they've got one, and I can't tell you exactly what the name is, but it is it's a skinny rectangle. It's a diamond sharpening blade.
Right.
And you pull it out and stick the butt back in the, and it creates a handle, and it is perfect for touching up your knife or, you know, putting an edge on it if you've really messed it up. But other things, they also have a three-knife set. One is a fillet, one is slicing, and one is a carving, you know, type. And it just does.
Well, they have a great lineup of products and very reasonably priced, too.
Very much so, very much so. But, you know, check it out. I guarantee you'll find something affordable, very functional as well. You got anything else? We got about a minute left.
Well, yeah, because it's cold out there. Just ran across this thing, the Thaw Heated Scarf. Interlocking, flexible, designed to deliver rapid warmth and superior comfort in cold conditions. It's rechargeable, lightweight, provides up to 8 hours of wearable warmth. Its interlocking design keeps it securely in place, adjusts to fit all sizes, and in my case, I can put it on my head. And USB rechargeable. It's a very, very interesting product.
I thought you were going to go the route of the silk scarf, you know, from up in Montana, Wyoming.
Those are nice, yeah. But anyway, check these things out. The thaw.acgbrands.com, but the Thaw scarf will come in pretty handy.
Very good. And get out or get online and get your shopping done, and you're going to have a bunch of happy folks if you send them anything that we've suggested.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a break. We've still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way. Y'all stick around.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It's time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold? Looks like we get to go dove hunting again.
Indeed we do. Okay, open this past Friday, late dove season central zone, that goes to January 14. Late dove season south zone goes to January 21. December 14, duck regular season opened, and that runs through January the 26th. Also on the 14th, the Dusky Duck season second split, which goes through January 26th. And December 20 is the Dove late season in the North Zone, and that runs to January 7th. And check your Parks and Wildlife Outdoor Annual to be sure about all those dates and all of those counties, and then go hunting in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And remember, Hybrid Light, our official mobile lighting provider here at Texas Outdoor News. Again, go to the site. They've got flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, more. They charge with a USB cord, any light source. Hold a charge for 7 years. You can charge your phone off these things. For 20% off any of their products, free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com. And to check out, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I'll tell you what, gave you some suggestions. Probably give you a few more before Christmas arrives on next week's show. On next week's show, yes, we are going to mention Christina Pittman will be joining us. She's president of Texas Trophy Hunters Association. Ooh. And they've got the huge outdoor extravaganza in Dallas. It goes beyond anything that they've done before.
Okay.
It's just great.
You'll probably be there then.
I will.
Okay, well, do remember we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. Check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of our wonderful affiliate stations there. We archive the shows there. You know, what'd they say? Well, you just go there and play it, all right? And then just spread the word. Like us, friend us, join us next week for more Texas Outdoor News.